Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
We hope your plate runneth over during beef month. You know, I finally had to give in and hit the Chinese buffet last night after 14 straight days of beef. Don't worry, I have a Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye aging in the bottom of the fridge for tonight. I'll be
Where's the beef?
Hey, it's a great time to be in the cattle industry, but just like anything, when people start making money, the infighting begins. Ranchers, feeders, and cattle people have always been self-reliant and stick together through thick and thin. Quoting Rodney King here, remember him? Can't we all just get along? Guess that quote is apropos for politics as well, but I digress.
I just don't think I could bear it.
Let's get right to the meat of it, pun intended, with a price discovery Wednesday edition of America's Hot Barn Report. Yesterday at the Board of Trade, front month live cattle closed up 260 at 178.17, whilst August fats prospered 272 at 176.12. That's all fine and dandy and me likey, but nothing compared to the live cattle auction Tuesday at Stockman's Livestock. The stellar and shiny office staff at Stockman's texted these numbers. A pen of 1,360-pound Nebraska heifers hit 191.50. A potload of 1,260-pound steers crushed it at 196. Compare that to 176, and as you can see, and as we always say, it pays to go the live auction way.
Live it, love it, learn it.
On the feeder cattle side of the equation, Augie feeders boom 432 at 255.67. September contracts rocketed 440 to 256.62. I'm amped, I'm stoked. Our old buddy Fletch from North Platte Stockyards reports a load of first calf heifer pairs from the University of Nebraska School of Agriculture hit 38.50. Fletch added, trying to be a smarty pants, that they were educated heifers. Insert grown here. Big Wednesday sales today at most of our hot barns. See video details and day sheets at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Seriously, these barn owners are getting so good at video descriptions. We're going to do a Hot Barn Report Oscars here in a couple of months, only it won't be called the Oscar. Something cool like the Silver Spur Award or King of the Ring. Can you dig it? Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying, keep eating that beef raised in the U.S. of A.
Are you looking for a better way to sell farm, construction, or fleet equipment? Purple Wave Auction takes the hassle out of selling heavy equipment. Our experienced auction professionals make the entire process easy, and we'll market each asset not just to our enormous equipment buying community, but specifically to the right bidders who are eager to purchase your specific assets. We'll handle the paperwork and payments so you can get back to running your business. Join the growing list of happy sellers who don't just sell but succeed with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Tip our hat to U.S. cattlemen and women during our Summer Sizzler giveaway as we celebrate Beef Month, Steak Month, Hamburger Month, and Liver Month. Just kidding about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Salute to the number one beef-producing country on planet Earth from the Beef Checkoff, the Sandhills Ranch Expo, DiscountWesternWear.com, A&B Cattle Company, and Linscove's LT Ranch.
Details on Summer Sizzler giveaways at Hot Barn Report on Facebook.
Make your summer sizzle with beef on the barbie. Do it.
Exactly right.